I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Today's program, available only on 101.7 WXCY Radio, remembers the Poplar Street Bridge. The Poplar Street Bridge has been a familiar feature of Kane's landscape since 1901. In a clear statement of function over form, the humble-looking viaduct serves an important need as connector of Kane's east and west sides. Not flashy or even attractive, the bridge's utility is most clear to residents when it is closed. The original structure was an iron framework reminiscent of a river crossing. Approved by council in 1898 and finally built in 1901, at a cost of $7,000. Out-of-towners, after seeing the bridge and the skyline, were often surprised to find out that there was no stream below the span. Originally planked, the boardwalk bridge required frequent upkeep, coats of fresh paint, and was overly exposed to the heat, wind, rain, and snow. Old-timers swore that the most bone-chilling place on the hilltop was standing in the teeth of a gale on the Poplar Street Bridge. Others claim to have been knocked down and unable to cross the bridge when the winter wind swept across the Pennsy tracks. On February 9, 1934, Kane Republican staffers placed a thermometer atop the bridge on just such a morning, and the mercury read minus 38 degrees. After 33 years of nearly uninterrupted and honorable service, the bridge was closed a few times for structural and boardwalk repairs. The aging viaduct was condemned in 1934. At the time, repairs were estimated at $11,000 versus a replacement cost of $30,000 or more. On November 21, 1934, the bridge was raised, and construction on the new steel and concrete structure began concurrently. The original railroad viaduct was surely no Golden Gate or Brooklyn Bridge. The structure had no mystique, no beauty, and not much personality. Traffic surveys at the time returned some surprising results about just how much Kane residents relied on the crossing. Data collected from the site showed that 1,200 pedestrians a day and 1,055 cars crossed the bridge daily. And with that much traffic, the bridge was bound to generate its share of stories and local lore. In 1917, when a war schedule restricted express trains, council gave serious consideration to moving the Pennsylvania Station down the tracks to the Poplar Street Bridge area to eliminate long and frequent blockages at the Fraley Street crossing. At the same time, residents spotted a Pennsy photographer near the bridge and, fearing he was a war spy, reported him to local authorities. In 1919, when the hilltop was gripped in fear, the so-called black mystery creature chased a group of girls from the bridge before vanishing into the night. Appearing to some as a giant black bear standing on its hind legs, the monster's existence was never fully documented, and likely a ruse to sell newspapers. The Republican also reported that a fortunate waitress who, upon crossing the span on her return home from uptown, came across five Bruins, stopping to pet the cub, thinking it was a large dog. The new Poplar Street Bridge was finally opened on July 2, 1936, more than 25 months after the demolition of the original span. Owing to a variety of inclement weather, funding, and materials delays, not having access to the Poplar Crossing became a major inconvenience to the thousands that relied on the span daily. The void delayed fire and police response times and caused motorists to rely on the perilous Oak Street and Fraley Street crossings. The new structure opened with little fanfare, but West Siders must have greatly appreciated having ready access once again to Kane's business district. For years, the bridge has remained one of our town's least appreciated features. If the bridge could talk, it would surely borrow a line from Rodney Dangerfield. I don't get no respect. No respect, I tell you. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your comments and story ideas to citizenkane@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.